This is Rain Hamcast podcast number 63, posted March 19th, 2022. The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 16 minutes 31 seconds, with an ID break at 8 minutes 51 seconds. There are 8-second pauses for timer resets at 2 minutes 50 seconds, 5 minutes 52 seconds, 11 minutes 46 seconds, and 14 minutes 40 seconds. We'll start in 3, 2, 1. Blind Software Engineer Makes Waves Worldwide, Part 2. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Joe Stephen, VK7JS, is a blind software engineer who resides on the island of Tasmania, located some 220 miles south of mainland Australia. He now lives on a 250-acre farm with his wife and four remaining children. At one point, he had nine at home. Joe grew up in South Central Australia, 15 miles from Adelaide, became a software engineer as a teenager, moved his family to Tasmania in 2017. Joe has gained invaluable experience in the past 25 years, assisting Freedom Scientific, the U.S. company that developed JAWS, Job Access with Speech, a well-known speech screen reading Windows-based program for the blind. Today, Joe is modifying the firmware of a handful of Chinese ham radio handhelds to be completely accessible to the blind ham worldwide. Rains Hapali, KC9RP, spoke with Joe about the HTs Joe has made accessible to the blind ham world. This is the second of two excerpts from their Zoom conversation.
The radios we support are the Radiodity GD77, GD77S, the Baofeng DM1801, the 1801A, and the RD5R. Because they all use the same chips, they're very similar in terms of what we offer. In the pipeline, I know that the TYT9600 is in process, and I also know that they're working on others like the UV380.
Do all the radios you mentioned come with generally the same accessories?
Yeah, they basically do. Some of them you may need to buy a programming cable for. You better check that out. But the ones I've got have all came with programming cables, which was helpful.
What kind of batteries they come with?
They're all lithium batteries. And the interesting thing is some of them share. So the GD77, GD77S and Baofeng DM1801 and 1801A all share the same lithium battery type. The RD5R has the same battery as the UV5R. So they're very common.
Can you get a bigger battery?
The RD5R you can. You can get a 3800 milliamp battery for that. For the others, I don't think so. With the GD77, if you turn that radio on in the morning and you've got your battery saver mode on and you use that radio moderately through the day, at the end of the day, I've still got around 90, 94% battery life. Put it on at night and pick it off in the morning.
Do they each come with a case of some sort?
No, I've got mine sitting in a belt pouch. I think you can get from Amazon or eBay.
If I buy one of the radios that you have actually come up with some accessibility improvements, how do I get that accessible software?
We distribute the software via the Blind Hams website. If you go to the Blind Hams website and click on the amateur radio links, there is a heading accessible GD77, and there are two links there. There is the beta link and the stable link. Stable is the released version. Beta is the experimental version, which is always being updated. So what we do is we release betas very, very frequently. As soon as we add a fix or a feature, we release it straight away for people to play with. So if you like the cutting edge, you always get the beta. And then every month or so, once fixes have settled and are confirmed working as expected, we make that the stable release. So basically, you'll get a stable release at once a month or every 2 months or thereabouts, and a beta's release whenever I have time to fix something, which is quite often. Not that I have time, but I guess I make time and do things late at night, etc. If you go to the Blind Hams link and go to the amateur radio links, under the accessible GD77 heading, there are two links. There's either the beta version or the stable version. If you click on that, you'll get an archive, which is a zip file. And you download that to your computer. And inside that archive, there is a bunch of text files that describe how to upload the firmware to your radio. Basically, all you do is you connect your radio with a programming cable. There's a special software package that's included, which is used for communicating between your computer and the radio. And that's the same package you use to download a code plug or the database of frequencies. That also is used for uploading the firmware to the radio with the voice prompts. And so basically you use that software to upload the firmware and the voice prompts to the radio, then you can disconnect it. The instructions are all there. Of course, you can always contact me. There's information about how to contact me inside the archive as well.
Accessible GD77.
But these are game changers, because the only accessible radio in the world before this was something like the Kenwood THD74, which was very, very expensive by comparison. And even that wasn't completely accessible. There were certainly lots of menus that didn't speak and areas of the radio that didn't speak.
Pardon me for asking this. Do you get paid for this?
No, my desire to make an accessible radio is the payment. A couple of generous people have sent me radios. Like, for instance, when I didn't have a DM1801 and an RD5R, a guy called Danny Hampton sent me a couple of radios for free so I could confirm that my software or firmware worked on them. No, other than that, I haven't received anything, and I'm just glad that we can do it. And yes, it is time consuming. It is hundreds, if not thousands of hours. It's a labor of love. I wish there was something like this for telephones, because I've got a little flip phone that talks and it's so buggy. And I wish I could just get in there and fix it. With the radio, we discover a bug, I just go in there and fix it.
Any of those five radios cover 220?
Yes, they all do. I don't know that their sensitivity is great, but they can do 220. The factory advertises them as 2 meters and 70 centimeters, but the open firmware has opened up the 220 band. Without our open firmware, without accessible GD77, they don't cover 220. But with the firmware, you can transmit and receive on 220, although the power is probably not full power and the sensitivity is probably not great, but it will work.
That's wild. So you've actually created an additional band of coverage. That's great.
You asked me before about which one I recommend. I think the Baofeng DM1801 is probably my favorite of those group of radios, except that because I've got very serious RSI, repetitive strain injury, I've got very weak and sore wrists and elbows from 25 years plus of programming and other work. I'm always in a lot of pain and discomfort. With a keypad, you want it to be soft and easy to press, whereas the DM1801, even though it's a nice feeling radio, the keypad's a little bit stiff. So the GD77 keypad I prefer, and the Baofeng RD5R keypad's quite nice too, although it's not as intuitive as the GD77's in terms of its key positioning. I don't know that I have a super favorite, but I use the GD77. The keypad's a little bit stiff, so I actually generally use the GD77. That's my go-to radio.
What price class do these radios go for?
Well, unlike most accessible things, they're cheap. The GD77, last time I bought one, was around about $90, including postage from the US to Australia. The RD5R, I think, is even cheaper than that.
You're in the middle of a conversation RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, had earlier this year with Joe Stephen, VK7JS, a blind Australian software engineer who has modified the firmware of a handful of Chinese VHF-UHF handy talkies to be fully accessible for blind hams worldwide. We'll conclude Hap and Joe's discussion after this break for station ID. This is RAIN Hamcast podcast number 63 for March 19th, 2022. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the RAIN Hamcast on the RAINReport.com and on the RAIN Report page on YouTube.
They range from about $70 to $90. So they're really, really cheap. I mean, compared to the Kenwood, which was $600 or $700 when it first came out, I think the lowest price I ever saw or for was about $500. And now that they don't make it anymore, they're selling them for $800, $900 in Australia, $1,200. These radios are just dirt cheap compared to those, and they're so functional. Of course, you don't mind taking it out when it's that cheap. The next project I'd like to do, once we've exhausted every function on these radios, is I'd really love to work on an accessible scanner. That's something that doesn't exist at the moment.
All this is dependent upon what you can get from Roger for what he reverse engineers.
For those radios, yes. For the scanner, there are open source projects out there. I just haven't had time to look into them. And every time you start a new project, there is a huge learning curve. There is a huge time sacrifice in setting up your environment to build, to test, to deploy. And as you get older, you sort of don't want to do that so much. You want to do less, not more. I don't know. We'll see how we go, see what time permits and what's available.
What kind of sighted help do you get?
Well, sometimes I ask my children to check the display when I've added a new menu option. It looks showing correctly. If my computer crashes, I might have to ask someone to come and read the screen. But I've been developing JAWS for 25 plus years, and I'm constantly getting into situations where I've got no speech and I have to get things up and running again. And as I said, when I first started programming, there was no such thing as a talking computer. So you just had to make do and get people to read where you could. And yeah, it's challenging.
Let's get away from amateur radio here for a moment. You say you have done farming. That has gotten to be a major challenge, I would think, with a fellow blind person. I couldn't do diddly squat farming.
It's a real challenge. I've done things like fencing. I've repaired the goat shed floor, irrigation and plumbing, and set up the water circuits. We have 3 different water circuits. We have water from the bore, we have rain, and we have dams. Things break down and I can fix all those sorts of things. And as I said, repair fencing. I've done hay baling. Last year, we did 800 bales. 2 years before that, we did over 1,000 bales. That's tough. It is very, very difficult. You just imagine you want to go fix a fence. First of all, you've got to find the place in the fence that's damaged. Then you've got to go back and find your tools. Then you've got to get back to where you were. And then you've got to repair the damage. I remember one time I had to go check a water pump. I was pumping water from one dam to another dam in the middle of the night. And I had to go and check a water pump. And so I went out and I followed the water line down to the pump. And then as I was coming back, I lost my bearings. I got lost from the water pipe. I couldn't find it. I was out in the middle of the paddock. I didn't have my two-way radio with me and everyone was asleep anyway. And I got disorientated and I just walked around and then I trod on this broken, squashed bit of plastic pipe. And I remembered that little broken bit of squashed plastic pipe. Every little thing is a landmark for blind people. And I remembered that piece and I was able to reorientate myself just from that piece of pipe on the ground, get back to the house. Another time I remember I ended up in the same paddock as a bull that wasn't very happy and I didn't know which way to run. And that was an interesting one. And just as the bull was coming, I could hear it not far from me. My wife came back in the vehicle and as she came up the driveway, I could hear the direction of the car and I was able to reorientate myself and get out of the paddock. But oh, I've got lots of interesting stories like that. But yes, it is hard. It is hard. And sometimes you feel like you set yourself up to fail. But my life's always been about challenges. You know, having 9 children, being a programmer, I thrive on challenges.
Well, I thank you for the efforts you've made and the sacrifices you obviously have made physically, emotionally, mentally. There is so little that blind hams have access to for accessible radios today, handhelds, not the least of which. If someone wants to reach you, give us some contact information, please.
My personal website is www.faithfulgenerations.com. FAITHFULGENERATIONS.com, faithfulgenerations.com, because I'm also an author. I've written about 6 books, spoken at church camps and conferences and things like that. So I have a website with books. You could also write to me at VK7JS at faithfulgenerations, faithfulgenerations.com. So yes, I think I have had a very full life. I thank God for what he's enabled me to do. I have a good memory. I can remember pi to 200 decimal places and e to 50 decimal places and hundreds of scriptures and the code base for JAWS. I remember most of that. I'm very thankful for what God has enabled me to do with my life, and I just hope it's a blessing to others.
Now we're going to put you to the test here. I want to hear the number pi to the 50th place.
Okay, here we go. I've got my hands together. I'm not reading anything. 3.14159265358973238462643823279503
Very good.
And that concludes a most interesting interview Rains Hapali, KC9RP, conducted earlier this year with the most affable blind Australian software engineer, Joe Stephen, VK7JS. Be advised, the Baofeng DM1801 and DM1801S talkies are hard to find. At time of publication, the
GD77
and RD5R are still relatively easy to purchase from Radiodity. That's spelled RADIODDITY. Radiodity.com. Don't forget to purchase the appropriate programming cable you'll need to download Joe's modified firmware. Rain Hamcast number 64 will post April 2nd, 2022. If you missed part one of this interview, you'll find it as Rain Hamcast podcast number 62 on the rainreport.com and on the Rain Report channel on YouTube. Hapali, KC9RP, edits and produces this biweekly ham radio hamcast without monetization. Your support and feedback are welcome on the rainreport.com. Copyright 1985-2022 Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. All rights are reserved. Rain programming is made available under a Creative Commons license. You are encouraged to download, share, post and transmit the Rain Hamcast in its entirety via amateur radio. YouTube assistance from Tom Shimizu, N9JDI. Rain Hamcast number 64 will post April 2nd, 2022. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, Very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.